A quarter century is a long time. By the time we reached Bagby's store, my hand had turned black. I was not awake when I lost the arm. The marshal had stayed with me, I was told, till I was out of danger, but he departed before I came round. Once home, I wrote him with an invitation to come by the next time he found himself near Yell County and collect the $50 I still owed him. I did not hear back from Marshal Cogburn, and he did not appear. Then, one day, I received a note from the marshal with a flyer enclosed. He said he was traveling with the Wild West show, getting older and fatter. Would I like to come visit him when the show came to Memphis and swap stories with an old trail mate? He would understand if the journey were too long. Brief though his note was, it was rife with misspellings. I had the body removed to our plot, and I have visited it over the years. No doubt people talk about that. They say, well, she hardly knew the man. Isn't she a cranky old maid? It is true, I have not married. I never had time to fool with it. I heard nothing more of the Texas officer LaBeef. If he is yet alive, I would be pleased to hear from him. I judge he would be in his 70s now, and nearer 80 than 70. I expect some of the starch has gone out of that cowlick. Time just gets away from us.